Thank you for coming over tonight. I promised you a good dinner for them because you lent me the money. I even put on a dress for this. Look, I know since you moved out of the dorms you've been eating ramen and pizza all the time. I don't know how you managed to scrape together the money to lend me that much, but I'm very grateful. I wouldn't have been able to make my tuition payment without it. But I'll be happy to pay you back soon. I'll have some money coming in. Yes, decent money. And I can pay you back. I'll even have some money to put aside for the next few semesters. It's funny you should ask. I got a job. Well, it's not so much a job as such. I don't have hours to keep. I don't have the time for that with all my classes, but, well, I signed up for a bunch of research studies, you know, with that big pharmaceutical company. I wasn't expecting much. All students sign up for stuff, you know, to sell plasma, things like that. I thought if I got lucky I might get chosen to test some new flu vaccine or something like that. And they pay okay, you know, for your time, you know. But apparently there's something about my blood tests and my demographics that are just right, and they asked if I wanted to be part of a special study. Yeah, I know. It's one that pays quite a bit extra. It's not an ordinary one. It's for over a couple of years. It's for a new birth control pill. Sorry. Is that too much information? And they need sexually active girls in my age group to test it, and it pays a whole lot more than the other stuff. It's entirely safe. Well, other than the chance of it failing, of course. But they have that covered too. And this study could run for years, even after college. It's the whole thing, sexual health and habits and... There's just one catch. I'm not actually sexually active. I was once. Literally once. So I kind of lied when they brought me in for the interview part. If I didn't tell them I was sexually active, they would have disqualified me. You see, you can't really test a birth control pill if your subjects aren't having sex, right? I guess I didn't really think it through. I was thinking about the money. I thought it would be the easiest job ever. I'd just take the pill and show up for the tests, you know, that determine I'm not pregnant, and then cash my checks. Well, yeah, there's more to it. See, I guess they want to do more than just birth control tests. They want to do exams and measure things like, you know, well, how many... terms of and left behind in sexual health and kind of behaviours and that. Sorry, I'm probably grossing you out, right? I can't tell if you're lying or just being polite or what. I'm kind of surprised you didn't get up and leave crazy friend behind. But, well, you've never abandoned me for all the time we've known each other. You've always been there for me. Whether it was to give me a copy of your notes from class or a little bit of money or give me a ride somewhere. You're always there when I need a favour. And I need another one. It's a big one. One that might seem a little too much. Please, hear me out. I'll be right for money if it... I need someone to have sex with me. A lot of sex. No, I'm not joking. You know me. You know me for ages. I wouldn't joke about something like that. I might joke about your fashion sense and the music you listen to, but no, not something like this. Not about sex. Not about. Yeah, maybe when I've had a few drinks in me, I get silly and talk about stuff. I do get a little raunchy then. But look, I haven't drunk anything tonight. I can't drink while I'm on this study. So... I guess, will you help me out? No, I don't need you to introduce me to any of your friends. How can you be so dense? I don't want you to set me up with some stranger. I don't have time for that. You have some awful friends. Yeah. Yeah, except for me, of course. No, what I was really looking for, I don't know how to say, how to ask. I was thinking you might figure this out on your own. Ah, I need you to have sex with me. I want you at least 3 times a week, but only, well, for a year or two, or maybe 3, 4 tops. No, before you say anything, I know we've never had that kind of a relationship. Not even close. That's why it has to be you. We both need something without complications, without any attachment. I can trust you not to let things get messy, you know. I mean, we could have sex, but still keep our friendship. And I won't have to work to maintain a relationship, above and beyond our friendship, because we already have it, and I don't have time for that, and for school, and neither do you, and maybe the sex won't be too bad. You don't have a girlfriend right now, and I know if you'd hooked up with anyone recently, you'd have told me. Wouldn't you like some no strings attached sex? I mean, even if it's with me. I mean, you wouldn't need to spend money on me. There's no dates, no gifts, and I mean, I'm a pretty low maintenance lover, and I know this is a lot to hit you with on short notice. It was just really supposed to be a dinner to thank you for the loan, but then I signed up for this and the testing stuff came up this week, and I didn't know, and I thought about who I could trust. I just got the notice that I'd been accepted this morning, and I can find someone else to have sex with me if I have to. One of your friends, I could ask a classmate, but oh fuck, it's gonna be awkward. And the thing is, I start all of this tomorrow with a physical exam, and they kind of told me, I had to have sex tonight. So say I find another guy for the long term, and I'm still stuck for tonight, so could you just help me? We could just have sex, and then I won't bug you about it ever again. Or maybe just do it once. I mean, if you decide it's not too bad doing it with me, maybe you might come back for more, you know? Well, I didn't just spend all of my time on this dinner tonight. I spent some time on myself. I know you like girls to be, well, girly. So, well, don't laugh. I shaved a lot of stuff. Shaved. I shaved some stuff I've never shaved before, okay? I know you find that hard to be on your mind. Look. I'll show you. Put on this dress, but I really didn't have anything appropriate to wear under it. So I decided not to wear anything at all. See? I hope. You see, I hope being naked now makes this a decision for you. I'm really. It's completely okay under the circumstances to stare at me. You can look at my breasts or any other part you might find interesting. Yeah, when we're friends, I discourage you from ogling. Embarrassed, guys. You know, when we've been out and we've been drunk. Staring straight at my tits. I think back when I first started getting these boobs, I thought boys wouldn't notice if I didn't wear a bra. Well, it was you, your eyes that taught me differently. And I had to ask you not to stare. I guess that was the beginning of a bit of an unspoken agreement, just to ignore each other, our developing bodies. I may have glanced at you. Yes. Well, it was easy for us not to see our best friend as something to lust after. I mean, that's why I can come to you with this request. Stand in front of you like this. You know, I'm not that big into relationships. I've not found anyone like that. That's why I only had sex once. I had to get it out of the way. I can trust you not to take any of this the wrong way. Is it anything romantic or complicated? So, will you sleep with me? We can just try it once and see how it works. I mean, tonight won't commit you to anything. It wouldn't have to change anything either, no matter what. We wouldn't let there be any romantic complications or feelings, would we? Just be friends. We'd still just be friends. Well, no, not friends with benefits, because that implies it's fun. It's so fun. Just friends. Just biological. Just. So, come on. I've got goose pimples. Please decide so I can play. All you have to do is take my hand and go with me into this bedroom. It's dark in there. Maybe that will make it easier. Unless you want to see my body. I'm okay either way, whatever works for you. You're good. You're coming with me. I thought I was going to have to get down on my knees and beg. Or to do something else. I am willing to do that for you if it helps. So help me, if you came in my mouth and you couldn't get it up again, I'd smack you. Look, no matter what we do, remember this is just so I can stay in the testing and make that money. Come. Come through here. Here, look. I've made the bed. I know, right? It's tidy for once. But no, it's not me. It's... Neither's anything, any of this tonight. I guess the food was not the dress and the makeup or the prettying myself up. I guess I owed you clean sheets for the occasion. So would it help if I undressed you? I think I can do that even in the dark. I just need to pull off your shirt. Like so, and then undo your belt. There. Pull down your pants. What's it called? Oh. Sorry. I guess, you... You didn't find my body all that bad to look at. That's reassuring. Well, you always were, you know. Easily excitable. Do you remember that history teacher with the huge breasts who used to do it to you all the time? It's nice to know you don't find my breasts lacking in comparison. Oh. Right, enough talking. Let me pull off your boxer shorts. I know, I won't get them hung up on your, I guess I can say it, your cock. God knows we've used worse language around each other over the years. I suppose you're all ready to go. I thought you might need a little bit of encouragement, but I guess I underestimated how much of a typical guy you are. But I'm not complaining. For once, it's working in my favour. But I need time to catch up for a minute. Just ignore any suspicious sounds. Oh. I just need to... let me get into... No need to drag this out. I think I'll be ready in a minute. I guess I should offer you the chance to help me get ready. I feel a bit weird doing this in front of you, even if it is dark in here. Give me your hand. And let me put it there. Just rub along the outside for now. See, nice and smooth. Please let me. Tell me that landscaping won't make a difference. I feel kind of. Silly. I felt stupid doing it. feel better with someone else's fingers touching me there. Okay. Let me just control your hand a minute. Take that finger and... Oh, that definitely feels a lot nicer than when I do it. Your finger is bigger. No, don't move your hand. No, let me move it for you. Let me fuck myself on your finger for a minute. Or maybe two fingers. Yeah. I know you're not used to these noises from me. Yes. I'm drenched. You know that, don't you? Take your fingers out of me. Well, okay, just a few more seconds. Safest place. I don't need to get too fancy. I'll just lay down here. You could just get on top of me. Just keep yourself over me. Keep your weight off me. I mean, I can grab it and I can pretend it's a dildo, although I like dildo. I can take it in my hand. Do you like me to rub it slowly up and down my slit? Try to put it in. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I guess you're penetrating me. Yeah. Well, the head. Last chance to change your mind. Because if I don't go any further, I'm not gonna let you stop to you come in me. Okay, good. Just hold on for a second. I've got to you in a bit. Let me grab your butt and pull you. Oh, not too bad. You do make a good dildo. I'm sorry, I've called you that enough time. I guess it's enough for me. You better earn your keep now. Oh, that's good. Just like that, slow and steady. Really, I guess any way you want to do this to me, it's okay. This is working pretty well. And you don't mind that I'm talking. I kind of have trouble shutting up. If it's weird. While we're having sex, I can try and stop. Okay. I think my eyes are adjusting to the dark too. It's the street light outside. You're just kind of staring at me as you fuck me. I suppose we shouldn't make eye contact, should we? I mean, that's almost as bad as lip contact for intimacy. Because kissing would be bad, right? Sorry. I should have said that before, but I guess it was kind of... No lips, minimal eye contact. Maybe look at my tits or something and you want me to turn on the TV? There's probably a game on. Oh, never mind. The remote's right over there. Whatever. We'll just get through this. Just stay focused on coming in me. And then they'll be happy tomorrow and I'll get my paycheck and everybody will be happy. If you get some enjoyment, some happiness from my body, then everybody wins, right? Oh, fuck. I'm gonna have to watch this shit. I'm so wet. Oh, so sweaty. Oh god, that's gonna be... Oh, making a mess. Oh, fuck. Fuck the laundry. Oh, fuck. I can't wait. We need to finish this. Oh, I wasn't expecting you to last. So, no. Oh, damn it. You're gonna outlast me. I thought you would... I mean... I'm gonna come. It's okay. I should come, shouldn't I? Maybe you can tell if I don't tomorrow. I mean, the kind of thing that was going to lead to feelings and... Damn it. You were supposed to wait. As soon as you felt me start to come, you did it. Fuck. Don't look into my eyes. Don't look. You don't have to get out of bed. Just catch your breath. We both need to catch our breath. No cuddling. No, I'll slap you. That wasn't too bad, was it? I didn't notice any complications. Even... with us coming together. Not to put you on the spot, but... Would you be willing to do that on a regular basis? I mean, like 3 or 4 times a week? For the foreseeable future? We seem to do okay. I mean, you'd be doing me a huge favour by, you know, doing me. Speaking favours, I mean, it's getting late, and it's supposed to be really cold tonight, and you're already here in a warm bed. I mean, as long as you stay on that side of the bed, you can crash here tonight. If I get out of bed to see you out, I'll have to acknowledge how messy the sheets are, do the laundry, and shower as well. It's just an all-around good idea to stay here together. Just don't get any ideas that it's more than just convenience for both of us, yeah. There's no complications between the two of us. Absolutely. No. Feelings. No. Complications at all.